Actually, it would be nafka min if it's shmir. Because there's a machlokes apoiskim if you makayim talmud Torah b'shleimusa if you don't say the words. Meaning the Ramah paskin is a machaber, and Ramah paskin in Ilchus b'chsatera that if you think in learning, you don't make a b'chsatera. You only make b'chsatera if you talk. If you talk in learning. Right? If you think, Mahar b'divei Torah doesn't make a bruch. It's like out of Mechaber Paskins. And the Ramah is not Masik. The Goyen is Masik. The Goyen holds, even if you think in learning, you have to make a bruch. That's what Goyen says. The Goyen's reason is, he says, the Pasuk says, V'hogisa bo yoimam v'layla. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. V'hogisa bo yoimam v'layla. And the pasuk says, "V'heg yoin libi ufanecha." So you see, he goyin is in the heart. Toiling is in the heart, in the mind, in the thought process. Memele, the goyin says that if you think in learning, you have to make a bruch sater. But the mechaber l'mayis holds you don't make a bruch sater on thinking, only on words. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the ikur Talmud Torah is bepeh. He really says that you shouldn't learn without using your lips unless it's interfering. Meaning if you're thinking and learning and by talking it's going to interfere with you, so you don't have to move your lips. But you should, if you want to makayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah b'shleimus, you should be moving your lips. That's what he, as I said to Shulchan Aruch Rav in Luchos Talmud Torah. So somebody asked the Shaila, getting back to what the Manal was saying, for Megillah, it's action against Luchos Talmud Torah. Somebody asked the Shaila, if you go to a shir, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, are you makayim Talmud Torah, proper Talmud Torah? Well, do you need a bruch sater to listen to a shir? So the answer is, depends. If you're listening to the shir live, you're in the room, you need bruch sater, because shemei koine. Right? But if you're listening to a tape, according to Mechaber, you don't need bruch sater, because there's no shemei koine on a tape. But, according to Ramesh, if you zoom in live, you need Bruch Sater. I'm just saying, so it doesn't make enough community. Even again to this year. Yeah. Okay. So, we'll go right in Shir HaShirim. We started the first Pasuk yesterday, Shir HaShirim, why it's called Shir HaShirim. Pasuk says, Yishokeinu Minashik Aspiyu. Literally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvayochel is kissing me. It's like a Loshon Chiba. Yishokeini Minashik Aspiyu. What does that mean, a kiss from the Ribbono Shel Olam? First of all, we don't like what it sounds like, because normally it's Misas Nashika. We're definitely not asking for Misa. But the Pasuk says, Yishokeini Minashik Aspiyu. I mean, the Rashi says, that Knesset Yisrael is Mavakish, the Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But specifically, it's hinted in the lips. You have to know why is it hinted in the lips. It also says, Kidoivim deidecho miyoyin. Obviously, that must have a shaykhus to this as well. So I'll tell you an idea. Could be, and definitely the gear for the list, shir in person before the Ben Azmanim. The next pasuk, after the next pasuk, pasuk dal Moshcheni acharecha norutza. Pasuk has a lot of contradictions in it. Okay, Moshcheni acharecha sounds like you're being towed, right? Moshcheni, Hashem is pulling you. So you're asking Hashem to pull you, right? Then you're saying norutza. Norutza means you're not being pulled. You're running. So what is it? This is not my kasha. Many of the Mephoshim ask this. What's behind it? Moshcheni acharecha norutza. Heviyaden heviyani hamelech hadov. Also it sounds like the Ribbono Shel Olam takes us into the room. Nogila v'nismechavach. And again, naskira doidecho miyoyin. We go back to the wine again. Mamashay yeshiva bacham purim. We start, yishakeni minishikis piyu. Kitovim Deidechem Yoyin. And then we say, Moshcheni Acharecha Narutza Viani Amelech Adorv Nagilov Nismuchavoch Naskiro Deidechem Yoyin. Again, the wine. So I'll tell you an idea could be behind what's going on here. Yeshaya Novi, it's also found in Yeshaya, actually. Yeshaya talks about it in Shuva. Taka Shabbos Shuva, we talk about this. The Novi Yeshaya says, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, right? It means do Shuva. And then he says, Chui Mochem Dvorim V'Shuvu El Hashem. Take words and come back to Hashem. What's the Chui Mochem Dvorim? Shuvu Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. Then he says, Chui Mochem Dvorim V'Shuvu El Hashem. What's the second statement? Also, it goes from Loshen Yochid to Loshen Rabbi. I don't know if the Menal remembers, this is the first Rashi you heard from me. After you took the job, you walked with your son Binyamin, he was here for Shabbos. You walked, you daven by my shul, Shabbos Shuvah. That year, you daven in my shul, Shabbos Shuvah. Stama Binyamin also remembers. And we were even handling afterwards on this Chuy Mocham Dvarim V'Shuvah Hashem. We actually were dealing with a diktuk of Ki Choshalta Ba'Avinecha. I don't know how remembers. It's Binyamin who remember. This is the first time we was able to have the Menal on the shul. But anyway, Chuy Mochem Dvorim V'Shuvu El Hashem. So it starts off Shuvi Yisrael B'Loshen Yochid. And then it goes to Loshen Rabin. Chuy Mochem Dvorim, plural. Right? And it says V'Shuvu El Hashem. So one pshat goes back to what we were discussing Friday. That when a person does a chet, we were talking more when you in the positive side, that you can't just think about yourself. You can't just think about yourself. Glad I heard a rabbi gave a speech this past Friday. Somebody sent me the clip. It was a very nice idea. He said that, you know, the shul's closed. So he gave a little speech from the shul itself. Like an emotional speech. It's not very emotional. I feel right now very emotional. I thought I was not going to be here tomorrow. Some of you are not going to be here tomorrow. Stock it. See, he was talking, you know, it's sad, you know. But he said he wants to say the simcha shabbai. That there's an Indian here of simcha too. What's a simcha? He said, why aren't we in shul this week? He says they were struggling. This was in Florida, in Boca Raton. Yeah, David, no, like whatever, every shul is struggling. Yeah, not. Open, close, what do you do? So he said, Lamaisa, we decided to close, right? He said, but why do we decide to close? Why Taka we said? By the way, in that shul in Boca, you know, it was Taka very painful for them to close. Because the people want to come to shul. It's retired people. They have a koil there. I mean, I know I was in that shul. Koil there, learning. People, mamish, gravitate. For them, it's painful. There's nothing else to do. It's not like, oh, they're doing other stuff. The shul is like the excitement of the town. Not like, you know, close down the shul. He said, but why are we closing down the shul? He said, we're closing down the shul because the concern somebody is going to catch the virus. Okay. And if somebody catches the virus, for most people, it's not a Baruch Hashem. Most people, we just said Tehillim for somebody who's not doing so well, but most people, Baruch Hashem, they pull through. It's not a, for most people, it's not a deathly disease. Right? But the vulnerable, it is. Older people, compromised immune system, it is. So it comes out that all of us are being mitzayir ourselves not to come to shul, not really for ourselves. With terrorists, the rabbim. With toivus. Somebody in the rabbim was going to be affected or could be hurt. So the rabbim is all worried about everybody else. Right? Somebody just called me, just now, a big gevir, a big askin, a wonderful person, but I didn't agree with what he said. But he said, you know, why are all the young people suffering? Take all the old people, put them away, put them in a closed place, And the young people can run around. Take the old and vulnerable. I don't know where he was going to put me because I'm like on the gvul. Sounded like he thought I belong with the young. Yeah? Quarantine them. And let everybody else come in hungry and hungry because young, healthy people get the virus. Whoever gets the virus gets the virus. Can't invite them. Everybody has to be locked up and life has to change. So that's what this rabbi was saying. He said, you have to look at the positive. That everybody is refraining for those shvache, for those vulnerable. So the emes is that when you do tshuva, you have two things you have to worry about. You are vera. Right? You are vera. And what you infected somebody else. You have to worry about that too. It's not just you. Right? It's somebody else. Somebody's such a tkufa now. Somebody's going to koch and learning for the next week or two. He's mechazik everybody. Somebody gives into this. And you could mamish if you want, you could spend the next 2 weeks koching about coronavirus. Easily. It's easy. And you'll have people want to listen to you. I don't know how. I'm burnt out of the subject. But people don't seem to get burnt out. They could talk at Yom Valayla, right? So you what you're going to decide to do for the next 2 weeks is going to impact everybody else. And that's what the Navi says. Shuvi Yisrael Hashem Lekech. Number one, you have to do tshuva. But you have to also bring back all the people that got affected by you. Your tshuva is not finished till you bring back all those stragglers that went along with you. That's the Lashon Rabbim. Shuva Yisrael, and then kuchuimachem dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem, and to get other people, it's a whole avoda to get other people back. Kuchuimachem dvarim v'yikach korach b'dvarim. It's a whole job to get everybody back, the people that fell off the tracks because of you. But that's your responsibility. Your responsibility is not only yourself. Responsibility is the people that fell off the tracks. The Baal Shem Tov says that. It says, if your averus will be kashoni, it says, kashela yalbinu, im yadimu katoilo katzemer. There's two different whites. Shelag is pure white, snow white. And tzemer is not snow white. It's off white. So how do you... So Baal Shem says a beautiful word. He says, shoni is a red material. Red wool, shoni. That's red, but it's a material. Toila is the dye. Toila is the worm that they extract the red dye from. Zokta Baal Shem, im yiyu chateichem kashonim, if your averus just affected you, you're the red material, and you do tshuva, kashelik, yalbino, you're back white, snow white. But im yadimu katoila, but if you also affected other people, you were toila, you were a dye is used not for a dye, it dyes other things, then only katsema you. Then you still have that fleck that you have to worry about. So that's one pshat in Shuvah Yisrael. I'm going to tell you another pshat. The other pshat is like this, and this is not my pshat. This pshat I'm telling you now is found in the sefer of Bezal Zolti, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, on Shuvah, in the Rambam in Shuvah. He says a hafladik of art. His word is like this. We know there's two kinds of tshuva. There's tshuva me'ava, there's tshuva me'ira. They're completely different. Chazal say completely different. Tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'ira. They are different. They work differently. Tshuva me'ava makes this, the averus into mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Zdoinis nasus kischuyus. Somebody says tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ira, you know, it's not perfect. It's not perfect. Not perfect tshuva. So, Rabbi Tzal Zolti says the following. He says that, how does one reach tshuva me'ava? How do you taka do it? Tshuva Mihir is easier. Tshuva Mihir, Pasha, you're scared. You're scared. Today, everybody's scared. It's easy to do Tshuva Mihir. It's much easier to do Tshuva Mihir. How do you think I could do Tshuva Mihir? Is there some kind of magic formula? Do you? Is there a Musa Sefer on Tshuva Mihir? How do you think I could reach the level of Tshuva Mihir? See, he says, or Bitzal Zolti says, there is only one way to get Tshuva Mihir. Torah. Torah connects your energy and your passion to the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not just a matter of you're afraid. It makes you love Hashem. Torah is the way. Same thing mitzvahs. The more you learn, and you could try this out, you don't have to trust me. If somebody learns Hilchos Lulav, the whole Elzman, I mean, she coughs in it. When he picks up that lulav, it's a different lulav. It's a different lulav. It's like his own, he has his own relationship with the lulav. There's a kesher to the lulav. It's a different lulav. Like, that's true in everything. In everything. Whatever passion, if you have something that you invest into it, it gives you, Torah gives it. He brings out a Medrash Tanchume. The Medrash Tanchume says, Take, that you saw it. That if you learn Torah, you're going to come to Tshuva Mihir. So the Novi Yeshaya says, by the way, this answered another kasha to me. Because it says, Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. So Chazal tell us, who was the first one to do Tshuva? So I would have said Kayin. Adam Rishon, Kayin. There's a whole shock of a tie between Adam Rishon and Kayin. Adam Rishon tells Kayin, wow, you're off the hook. Kayin says, yeah. A Sisi Tshuva. Miyad, Adam Rishon said, Mizmah Shilim HaShabbos. It sounds like Adam and Kayin already were busy with Tshuva. But Chazal tell us, you know who was the first one to do Tshuva? Reuven was the first one to do Tshuva. And Yeshaya was a grandson of Reuven. And because Reuven was the first one to do Tshuva, Yeshaya was the one to Pesach Tshuva Tchil. So Shabbos Tshuva, the Haftorah that we read is the Haftorah of Yeshaya. And why is Yeshaya Zoiche? That every single Jew goes to Shabbos Shuvah to the Nevuah of Yeshaya because Reuven was the first one to do Tshuva. Kashis, what do you mean? Kain did Tshuva, the Marishan did Tshuva. Everybody did. Who didn't do Tshuva? What do you mean Reuven was the first to do Tshuva? So I said a portion of the Pshat. Kayin did tshuva, very simple. The Rabbanu Shalom told him, Yochayev Misa. Yochayev Misa. He should have died dressed like that on the spot. Right? Adam Rishon said, how are you walking around? Why? How are you alive? He said, Asisi tshuva v'nis pashati. So you see, Klar, Kayin's tshuva was tshuva meira. He even tells Adam Rishon, I got a deal. I did tshuva and I got a deal. Nispashati. So Kayin's tshuva was tshuva meyiro, not tshuva me'av. That was Kayin's tshuva. Reuven did tshuva even on when he wasn't in pachad mavas. Hayelad ono, hayelad einenu v'ani ono anibo. Reuven was doing tshuva on the ma'aseh bila. He wasn't in a sakona, he wasn't in danger of anything. He just did tshuva me'av. Hoshea comes and Hoshea says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekech. Do tshuva. But what kind of tshuva should you do? Tshuva me'av. Kuy machem dvorim. Take the Torah with you. Don't just try to do tshuva. Try to do stam tshuva, it's going to be tshuva me'ira. Kuy machem dvorim. So I was thinking, another idea based on what he's saying. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Olam just learned it, you just finished Brachas. We have the Magid Yashir Daf Yomi. The Gemara says, Ein Torah Niknes Elo B'chabure. Nein Nisht Azei State. You can't be Koine Torah Shemapeh only with a Chabure. It's Gevaldik. Zoch Teisheya. Tshuva Me'yiro. You can do yourself. Tshuva Yisrael. You want to Tshuva Me'yiro? You need Torah. Torah, you need a group. Chuy Mochem Dvorem v'shuva l'Hashem. You want the tshuva me'ave, that you need a chevra. You have to learn Torah, and with the Torah you can come to reach the tshuva me'ave. That's the level. Kam Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech says, you want to be zeicher to the real Abba with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only way is with the Yishokeini b'nishikis peel. That's why he calls it the mouth. Because the mouth refers to Torah Shebaal Peh. And Tak, if you look over here, it says Beferish. Toivim deidecha miyoyin, Chazal say, Yein chavivim yisrael shenitna olam klechemdo, va'atoyro nikro yayin, v'hi atoyro Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the Yishokeini b'nishikis peel. You could say it like this. Torah. So the only way to get to this level of Ava, of Shir Ashir Masher L'Shloimeh, is with Torah. But Torah, you can't be kind on your own. The Gemara says the only way to be kind of Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You try, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you. So we tell the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Moshcheni Acharecha. We need you for Torah. We can't do that on our own. Once the Rabbanu Shel Olam gives you the siyata d'shmayin Torah, then the rutsa. Then the melech, then you have the base hayayin. But you need the moshcheni is miramis, that without Hashem, just like if you have a car that's dead, you need to be towed. In order for us to reach Ava, tshuva me'ava to banish him, the only way to do it is with Torah. And the only way to be kind of Torah is with Rabbanu Shalom giving you siyata d'shmayin. That's the moshcheni acharecha. Once the Rebbeinu Shem pulls you, gives you siyata d'shmaya with Torah, then it could be nerutza. Then you could taka run after the Rebbeinu Shem. Then you could taka bizeich. Okay, stop here. Mm-hmm.